tip.
Good afternoon. It is August 22nd, 2017. You're listening to A Little Calm A, Little Calm B, hosted by William Nelson, co-hosted by Zach Bishop, with our very special guest and close friend today, Alex Moody, on the phone. We got a lot to talk about today. A lot of superficial phenomenon happened on over the weekend here. I myself went to go see the eclipse, and apparently these other two on the phone also saw a little bit, although I don't think you guys saw the full thing, only a partial view. How you guys doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Well, yeah, I saw a little bit of work, but not the full thing.
Not the full thing?
70%.
Now, you could have seen the full thing, would you? Like, if it was nearby, say it was maybe an hour drive away. My drive was beyond excessive, and I won't say, would you drive 14 hours for it? Because I don't think anyone would.
Yeah, I mean, if it was nearby and... You know, I was working, so I was able to slip out and see it during work. But if it was nearby, I would have tried to check it out.
Yeah. See, the problem is that I've seen on Facebook putting up their little statuses about, this thing's so overrated. And my response to all that was, well, did you see the full thing or did you see a partial? Because you saw a partial, it's like, all right, it's kind of cool. There's a small shadow. It hides. But the full thing, I'm telling you, was incredible. I saw the full thing. I drove all the way to Idaho, and it was... I've never seen a light in a shine quite like this. It was surreal. Like, the temperature dropped. It got, like, real dim. Like, it felt like you were wearing sunglasses when you looked around in the surroundings, and you weren't. It was just, that's how the lighting was. Super, super cool. But you stepped out of work. Did either of you have the proper eyewear, or did you contrap some sort of cereal box?
Go ahead, Mood. Tell them what you got.
So, for anyone that doesn't know, I work where we build airplanes, so I've got welders and stuff that work with me, so I had professional grade welding helmets and stuff that are, you know, 20 feet from my desk, so I just grabbed one of those and went outside.
Fancy.
Did you think of that before I told you?
Yeah, that was kind of my plan, was just
okay, because
those you had mentioned making sure, you know, that it was the right safety level or whatever, because they have different dimnesses on it. So fortunately we got the real fancy ones where you can change the different dimnesses and everything, so I set it to the darkest one. But yeah, that was kind of my convenient way of getting to see it.
Nice, because I Sunday was on a family thread, and one of my aunts was joking that my uncle was just going to go out and watch with his welding helmet on. So it's like, oh well, I don't have the special glasses. I know the Mood doesn't. So hey man, like, check that out. So I guess we're kind of on the same page there.
Yeah, I also got to say, I don't know how those little funky glasses work, because even with that welding helmet, it was still, you know, you're looking right at the sun, it's still super bright. So I imagine those little glasses don't really do all that much.
They actually were pretty effective. So the real test of it is, I had a hard time finding them. So starting in San Diego, where again it was just a partial view over here, as you got farther up north, I think Idaho, Oregon, that kind of area, you could actually see the full thing. So they were much more stocked on the glasses. I tried to get some glasses in San Diego, and everyone was like, why would we have these? There's no way you're going to find them. And my trip was so last minute that my only concern was driving all the way out there and not finding the glasses. So we ended up finding them $250. There was a whole bunch of them just for sale, just a couple dollars here and there. But they really do work. The test is, if you look at the sun, you should only see the sun. Everything else should be blacked out. You should see zero other light. The only thing that should be bright enough to make any effect on the glasses is the sun. And they did just that, which is crazy, because they're like these little cardboard cutouts with what looks like a shiny tinfoil on the outside.
It looks like the 3D glasses.
They do, and they feel like that too. They feel super cheap. Like, everyone's telling you all these concerns about, like, your eyes are going to get damaged and all that, and here they hand me these $1.50 glasses that look like these cheap 3D glasses. Like, here, you'll be all right. You're gonna be okay. You know, these are the real deal.
So now I'm kind of curious if I could have my welders wear those.
Yeah, no, I don't know. They are just cardboard. I imagine if any flame or spark got anywhere near that, they would probably just spark right up.
So Will, you asked Mood the question, if the eclipse was only, say, an hour away, would he go? I was as this eclipse was winding down, I was seeing news that in 7 years there's going to be another solar eclipse that's going to come up more the eastern seaboard, where it's going to cut
Texas to Maine,
right above like Vermont and New Hampshire into Maine.
I think I saw it's supposed to be pretty close to Syracuse too.
Yeah. Would you be willing to drive that far? So that'd be a little more than an hour, but you know, you kind of saw this one where you only saw 60-70%. You know what Will saw? Would you be interested in doing kind of something similar to what he did?
Yeah, I think I probably wouldn't make the ride solo, but like, if you know, me wanted to cut out of work and go over there, I'd check it out.
It's worth it.
Because that's one of the things, is it's so quick. It's only 2 minutes. So yeah, Will, do you think it was like how long was your trip?
So our trip on the way there was probably about 12 hours on the way there, and then with a little bit of traffic on the way back, probably around 13, 14 hours on the way back. So it was a ways, but I will say it was still worth it. The only thing that's a little kind of nerve-wracking is once it hits that two-minute mark where everything that's happening that you drove all this time and effort to put in is happening right there, and you only have 2 minutes, and you kind of want to capture everything. You know, so mm-hmm. I'm looking at that, and I'm seeing – you can take the glasses off for this period too. So I'm looking at that. I'm looking at the surroundings. It's really cold out. The stars start, like, popping out, and like, that was really cool. But just, like, the glow and the shine and, like, the perfect, like, spherical, like, beams around it. You could see, like, little waves off the moon, which is, like, really cool. But I think it's worth it. Part of me wants to see it again, so I'll be more prepared this time of knowing this is what I'm going to look at again. This is what I want to be ready for. Because I didn't really know what to do, and there's so much to observe and look at. You know, looking at just the surroundings, looking at the shadows, feeling the temperature change, and really paying attention to like, all that stuff. I this is all just happening on the fly for me, and I don't know anything about any of it. I was not familiar with it. I just, a buddy said, hey, do you want to go do this? And I said, sure, I'm down for a road trip, and that's how I ended up out there. But I would highly recommend it though. It sounds like a gimmick, but it's really I haven't seen anything quite like it, and I would recommend the experience for anybody. So you guys should do it. Maybe I'll head back home in 2024. I think it is 7 years, 2024.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we'll get the team back together. We'll go for a little road trip.
That'd be good. Be better than our last spontaneous trip.
Which one was that? Is this?
I'm pretty sure it's the Vegas one.
Oh man, yeah. That, we drove straight through Vegas too, and that was. I haven't been back to Vegas actually since that trip. And the whole way there, my buddy's like, "Well, we can kind of like split up the trip if we, you know, stop in Vegas." I'm like, "Man, I'm not. I want no part of Vegas. I can't yes. do that. One, I won't want to leave, and it'll be too short of a trip, or it's just so many things could go wrong potentially. Just I didn't want any of that." We ended up going
really
just
big variable.
We went 1 hour past, and we stopped in Mesquite, and we spent the night over there, which is kind of like if you remember driving to Vegas, there's like a small couple casinos like right before, like the Buffalo Bill casinos. Yep. It's kind of like that, just past it, just like another one of those in Mesquite.
Because Idaho is supposed to have some pretty cool like national park stuff and hiking and everything like that. Did you check out any of that while you're up there?
Yeah, so the campsite we went to, I got really lucky that my buddy invited me to this because it sounded super last minute, but he knew somebody who had already booked a campsite. So he's meeting a buddy, and that buddy's family booked this campsite and reserved it a year ago in preparation for all of this. And wow. And we get there, and I'm not much of a camper. I've never really been to a whole bunch of campsites, so I don't have a lot to compare it to. But this campsite reminded me of that summer camp you see on TV and always dreamed of going to, but never actually existed. That was this campsite. It had the water slide. There was like a zip line. There was all these like nice willow trees, a nice little river and creek that you could go fishing on and do tubing and whatever on. Just a really, really nice place. There was a ski lift, skiers kind of resort, just small, probably like similar to Jiminy Peak size, like nothing that big. But my buddy had kind of an off-roading kind of Jeep vehicle type, and we started driving up over on the mountains over there. And that's how I got some of the pictures that I posted on Facebook. Really, really just nice scenery. It really, I could see why some of those national parks are a big attraction off of just that little taste right there.
Cool.
Go ahead. Moon.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, if you're driving all the way up there, you definitely should check some of that stuff out, because I've heard it's all really cool, but that sounds cool.
Yeah, and I got to do – this is my first time actually really traveling anywhere in the Northwest. I haven't been Seattle, San Francisco, any of that, so I tried to take it all in. You know, Utah was pretty cool. The mountains are out there, but, you know, we were just driving through on the highway. You couldn't really take it in quite as much as you wanted to. But maybe next time. Maybe now that I'm familiar with this campsite and it was actually pretty affordable, maybe I'll take another trip back out to this Idaho spot. They had the hot springs out there too. We didn't get a chance to dip in, but they had these natural springs that I guess it's like just really natural hot spring water.
But, so to change things up a little bit, since we got Mood on the phone here, still eclipse related. So earlier in the day, I went on Snapchat and used their like the map feature that they got. So you can go and you can look at different hot spots and different events that are going on. So out west, you know, in the path of totality, there were all sorts of, you know, people sending, you know, a whole bunch of Snapchats. So I went to go check it out. And what it was a ton of colleges and universities out there. Like classes are like just starting. You're just getting to school. And so it's literally just like a bunch of college kids just like hanging out outside waiting for the eclipse. Now, my question for you, Mood, how many solar eclipse hookups do you think are going to last longer than just yesterday into next week? You know, what percentage are we talking here?
Oh, not many.
Not many? You think that was just like a, oh, hey, solar eclipse, ooh, you know, we should probably do this. And then, like, you get up today and you're like, oh, that was a terrible idea. No, that was just only during – I'll see you at the next solar eclipse.
Yeah, I'm probably going to give it whatever the same percentage is for, like, a random Thursday in college.
Random Thursday. I'll up it. I'll say New Year's Eve lucky. Like there was, so seeing the totality of it, and because it gets super dark and it's just surreal, like there's nothing else like it. It does kind of have this end of the world feeling, which if you're a single fellow out there, that I imagine that's a favorable feeling for you. All right, that's probably giving your chances better. There's something unique about it, and there is something chilling of like, maybe what if the sun doesn't come back? Like, what if it just stays like this?
I had that exact thought in the morning when I woke up and I was putting on, you know, my work clothes. And I kind of looked down. And it's like, I've seen these movies. I've seen these TV shows. There's always a hero that comes and saves at the last second. What if they don't? What if this is the last outfit? Like, all right, this is just how I'm going to go out. Just like this blue shirt. This is it.
See, my thing about it is when you're talking about that is exactly what Will's saying, right? There's this mystical feeling about it. Everybody's real caught up in the moment, big eclipse, end of the world, whatever you want to call it. But then you see that person like 2 days later and it's like, well, now that's gone. So
ooh, now the sun's out. It's not dark anymore.
Kind of that like after buzz feeling where it's like, ooh, I remember you looking a lot better at the bar. Well, yeah, maybe next eclipse, I'll look you up in 2024.
My buddy that we visited on the campsite, his friend, or his dad was telling us, I can't remember the movie. It's probably a movie that is popular that I just don't remember the name of and I haven't seen. But he was talking about this guy, he time traveled, and he got in a whole bunch of trouble for traveling back in time. They thought he was like some sort of witch or something like that, and they were going to execute him. And he was like, all right, how can I prove to these people that I'm from the future and that they need to listen to me or something like that? And he looked up something on like an almanac or something that said, oh, the eclipse is coming like in 2 days. And he was like, if you guys kill me, I'm going to take the entire sun with me. And then like 2 days later, the sun starts to disappear for like 2 minutes. And they come like get him in like a jail cell or something. And they go, hey, bring it back, please. What did you do? Whatever you want. Whatever, we believe you, da-da-da. And sure enough, it comes, like, right back, like, 2 minutes later. But I can imagine you could probably pull off that scenario right now if somebody was just not familiar with this at all. I felt like the publicity of this really was blown up. I wasn't familiar with it at all, but once the weekend hit, I feel like it was hard to not see anything about it.
Well, that's what I was surprised about, because I remember seeing eclipses and doing the whole pinhole thing when I was in, like, grade school and stuff. But maybe it's just social media or whatever else, but I felt like this, you couldn't escape it. Everybody knew about it.
Yeah. The other thing is I'm so unfamiliar with any of the scientific logic behind any of this. I don't understand how it works. I don't...
That's because you think the world is flat. You're with Kyrie Irving, and you think the world's flat, and this is just blowing your mind that this proves
stupid
that the world
Duke
is
player.
Very much round.
Stupid Duke player.
Man, Hollywood has a lot of money, I'll say. Like, they were managed to make Idaho look like that from that far, man. That's there's a lot of money out there. I don't know how they're pulling this off.
I got a person that I'm friends with on Facebook that I worked with at the restaurant, you know, long time ago when I was in high school. And he's I don't know if he's a flat earth truther, but he just definitely believes some out there stuff. And his whole thing was, hey, whatever went in front of the sun was not the moon because it was black. I've seen the moon, and if that was the moon, you should on the right-hand side be able to see the moon going across it and on the left-hand side. And he kept posting on Facebook over and over again, somebody take a picture of the moon, send it to me. That's going to be my proof. Send it to me. I was just dying laughing. I was just like, this is very easily explainable. Like, all right, this is where you're going to go with you do you. I'm not going to get brought down to your level.
I mean, what are you going to argue with him?
Exactly.
But at the same time, when he was putting his shirt on, he was like, I'm going to die. This is the end.
I didn't think I was going to die, but I was just like, this is a possibility. That's more my TV thing more than my my thoughts on the world.
So I saw a couple articles on Facebook earlier today. Apparently there was the way the eclipse went, it went from the northwest all the way down to I think it's Charlotte, North Carolina. So there was an airline flight that timed it like just perfectly that you could see it on the flight. It was a Southwest flight from Denver, I think, to Charlotte. It's somewhere down there, where they handed out the glasses on the flight, and they were up in the air and they could see it basically happening during the middle of their flight. Like, speaking, you know, talk about wanting to have a window seat on that flight. That must have been something else.
Was that real?
I saw that video, and that was super cool.
So was that real?
I assume so.
I saw it, and just I don't know what it was, but for some reason, just kind of like that, like, this could be a fake video, just kind of popped in my head. I only saw it once, you know. I only saw it in the one area, and I have no like reason to like believe that it was fake, but just for some reason, it was like a, hey, I could definitely make this, and this it seems almost like too good to be true. Well, like, it just seemed too perfect.
The one thing I'll say, seeing it in person, there's no picture in the world that will do it justice. It'll be close, and some of those NASA pictures and some of the images on TV are the closest you'll get. Like my cell phone, some of the pictures I have, I tried, and I really wish it could capture what I was seeing. It just wasn't anywhere near that. So I imagine that's why that video kind of feels like that, because if you have a real taste, like I have a real taste of what it looked like, that video, it looks really cool, but it's not perfect. It's gonna look kind of manufactured, I feel like, on any sort of video or recording device.
Mm-hmm. Well, just because like our phone cameras are pretty good, but it's a whole another level trying to take astrological photographs and videos.
Well, anyway, so I bring up this flight for a reason. Like I said, I'm so outside on this whole scientific thing. Apparently, these happen every year. I don't know if you know that. It doesn't always happen in the States, but it happens somewhere in the world every year. But would you have any interest in potentially booking a flight that would go along the route of it in next year? In Buenos Aires, I think it hits that next year. Would that be something of an appeal? Like, would you target that specific flight and kind of invest in that part of your vacation?
I think a lot of it would depend on that. I bet there's some sort of like a markup or something. Also, I think that's 10 times more research than I'm probably going to do.
so not for you.
I saw the video. I get the idea.
Yeah, exactly. Like, really cool. Definitely really cool. But, you know, now I'm planning my vacations. You asked me about going a couple hours away. Now I'm talking about taking a flight to another country.
Getting my passport renewed.
So what if it was this? I'll change it up a little bit. So that I think on that flight it was just they were traveling from point A to point B, and somewhere in the middle you could see the full eclipse. What if you followed the eclipse spot on? Like, say you went from Oregon to Charlotte for this one, and you flew very slow and low at the same speed of the eclipse, and you saw the entire blackout for however long it was, how many hours? Would that appeal you a little bit more? Would that maybe do it, or still no?
I mean, that sounds really cool in theory, but I feel like you're doing that tomorrow night when you take a red eye back here. It's going to be dark the whole way.
Yeah. Yeah, but you get to
see. You could just go at nighttime. And you could look out the window when it's nighttime. When the eclipse is there, that's just, ooh, it's 2 minutes. You're pretty good about, like, not looking at it. For hours? Oh, before, like, for, like, the first couple of hours, you're like, no, I'm good. And then all of a sudden, like, take a little peek. You know, you take a little peek. Before you know it, you're blind.
Oh, man.
I mean, I might be, like you said, you have a taste of what it was really like. So if
it was so short.
Whatever, 7 years, I get to see it and, like, get the itch for it, I might change my answers. But, I mean, I was talking to Zach when it was going on after I came back in from going outside with the welder's helmet. And he was kind of like, yeah, that's really cool, you know, after he did his little pinhole box. But even still with the welder's helmet and everything else, I was like, yeah, that's cool, but it's, you know, it's nothing crazy. So I think maybe if I saw the full thing, like yeah. you're saying, maybe I'd feel differently, but I was kind of underwhelmed by it.
The big thing that's intriguing to me is just seeing – it was only 2 minutes. Like, if I could extend it longer, I think I would like it even more. So that's I can't think of any other way I could extend it longer other than being in a plane and traveling along with it.
Yeah. But what was it like? Do you wish it was longer because you wanted to do stuff during the eclipse or because you wanted to?
I just wanted to pay attention to everything else. Like, it's constantly kind of changing. The like those 2 minutes is completely blacked out, but like I said, I looked at some stars, I looked at some shadows, I looked around at some of the just I guess what's around me, but I wanted more time to kind of look at things and I guess really just test things out, being like, well, what does this look like now, or what does that look like now, or
because you know. that's kind of what I'm getting at, because like you said, the only way you can really think of extending it is being in a plane, but you're in a plane, like
yeah.
you can only see so much here. You can see like the seat in front of you. The tray.
the stewardess still looks good, you know. This didn't make the flight any better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was really hoping to sleep on this. I didn't have to pay attention the whole time.
Yeah, man, this movie's plot sucks.
Oh man. Do we have another guest coming in anytime soon?
Yes, we do.
We do. Is
yes, we do.
Are we gonna conference 4 people in at once? I'm not opposed to it, but I don't. So Zach's job today is being Mr. Conference Call. So he's doing everything on his end, and I'm trying to keep things going smoothly on mine.
That seems risky. I think Mood got his close up. I think we're good to let him go and move on to the next guest.
All right, well,
I have been watching a lot of Entourage, so I'm kind of hoping this is my big break, like Johnny Drama.
Well, thank you, Mood, for coming on. We'll definitely make sure to have you on again when Kentucky basketball comes around. We'll just need another anti-Duke guy on here.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. You know, close out. Just want to say, Duke sucks. Fuck Grayson Allen. I'll see you guys in a couple days.
Oh man.
Good riddance.
Good riddance, man. Why? why we guys got to do that? All right, we're all buddies. We're all family. All right. Even though Duke, yeah, I completely agree with what he said. So maybe
yeah, see?
Maybe it wasn't too bad. But this next caller, everybody has heard before. She is also Zach's sister and sibling, but formerly known as the champion of last year's March Madness bracket challenge winner.
Podcast favorite.
Welcome. Is she on? Can she hear me?
No, she's not. No, she's gonna give us a call.
She's gonna give us a call. All right. No problem. All right, well, while we wait for that to get figured out here, let the intern deal with it.
Hold on, before we go, we have breaking news.
Did I just see Kyrie Irving as a Celtic?
Breaking news, it hasn't quite happened yet, but they're working out salaries right now. It looks like Isaiah Thomas is no longer going to be a Celtic, and Kyrie Irving's coming in. So Nate texted me like just as we were starting this.
I just got a text from another buddy.
I was not ready for this.
This is happening. This is happening. Holy crap. This is perfect. They listen to the podcast. What did I say? I said this on the podcast. I claimed this entire thing on the podcast.
Oh, man.
This is my idea.
The first game of the year is Cavs Celtics.
Well, I mean, Isaiah's not going to Cleveland, right? There's got to be a third team. I haven't looked at any details. I literally just got two texts from buddies saying congrats on Kyrie. Breaking news. Oh, man. All right. Well, we'll definitely have to extend the podcast a little bit to discuss that after. But this is the total eclipse episode. we're going to try and stay on topic for a little bit here. But
All right. We got a little bit of time. She's I texted her. She said she was ready, but maybe she's a little shy.
No, not a problem. Let her get ready. All right. Get the voice all juiced up and warmed up and ready to go here. In the meantime, I got a couple of little topics we can talk about here. Do you guys have a Chick-fil-A out there? Do you have a Chick-fil-A in Connecticut?
I think we do, but there's not many of them.
There's not many? Have you had Chick-fil-A before?
Yeah, Springfield, there's got to be one, but they're definitely not sprinkled all over the place.
Chick-fil-A is probably my favorite fast food. It's really good. Simple as that. It's fast. It's pretty affordable, and it's quick. It's my favorite fast food. I would say In-N-Out is probably on the same level, and it's just a matter of deciding whether you want a burger or a chicken sandwich. But very,
right now?
very good. Hey, how's it going, Abby?
Hi.
Abby, have you ever had Chick-fil-A?
I think so, but a long time ago. I don't go very often.
Oh, man.
They don't have any out here that I know of.
I think that's the biggest challenge with having Chick-fil-A is there's, I feel like they're not everywhere quite yet. But they are very good. The only reason I'm bringing all this up is they just opened a Chick-fil-A in a brand new stadium. The Atlanta Falcons are getting a brand new stadium. They opened up this Chick-fil-A. And for those of you that don't know, a little background about Chick-fil-A, the owner is very religious and believes that Sundays should be preserved for their religious beliefs. So like Sunday is that day. You don't work on Sunday. You go to church and all that. You take care of all that. And the only reason I'm bringing all this up is because they opened this up in a football stadium of which every one of their home games is a Sunday. And they opened
except
this.
Except for one.
So they opened up this restaurant of which it's going to be closed for every one of their games. A little problem with the planning here. I mean, who's calling the shots over there? But anyways, that was just a quick little filler topic. Now that we have Abby on the phone. Abby, did you manage to catch the eclipse over the weekend?
I did. It was awesome.
Did you see the full thing or just a partial?
I saw the full totality. I went to Antelope, Oregon. It was a minute and like 40 seconds. So I wasn't quite in the exact middle, but I was pretty close.
Oh, man. What did you think? Just initial thoughts on it.
It was very surreal to see. It was like we didn't even realize at first that it was happening because I don't know if anybody else realized this or if it was just me, but I thought I was going to notice it more when the moon started to cover the sun. And we were playing cribbage while we were waiting for everything to happen. And then somebody just happened to, like, grab their glasses and look up. And it was, like, already 25% covered. And we were like, oh, wait, it's happening, like, right now. So then we all started watching it. And then it kind of dimmed out, but not really. But as soon as the moon covers the sun, it's, like, not pitch black, but it's pretty much dusk. Like, it's completely dark. And then it was dark for the minute and a half that we were there. And then it all of a sudden, like, it lights right back up again. It happens very quickly.
Oh, thank God we have really somebody cool else on the show that actually saw the totality of it. Because it's hard to explain. It's like, you know what I mean by explaining, like, all this. Like, the shine and the glow of it, there's nothing in the world I've ever seen. And the surreal feeling of looking at your surroundings. Did you feel a real drastic temperature change as well?
Yes, we the group that I was with, they were actually really upset that they didn't bring a thermometer so they could keep track of it. But no, definitely, the temperature, I was wearing a fleece for most of the morning, but then kind of around 10, it warmed up, so I took my fleece off. And then I noticed as it got dark, like especially when it went full darkness, it was definitely fairly chilly and then went back up again. And the area I was in, it was it had been like 91 the day before, and it was at least, I would guess, like 70 or 75 when it went full darkness at like 10:30. Granted, it wasn't 91 that morning, but it was definitely, it got pretty dark and very cold.
And so we actually had the thermometer. I want to say it dropped somewhere between 15 and 20. We started it a little late.
Yeah.
We didn't start it in the peak, but you could feel the change, and we were just watching the temperature drop just, and it was so fast. Like I know it.
Yeah.
Everything was moving at the same speed, but it felt like it. Sometimes I would look at it and it felt like it moved faster, and other times it was not moving at all. It was really, really cool. Did you have a hard time finding the glasses?
I didn't at first when I didn't want them, but then once I made plans to go see full totality and I wanted them, I did run into slight issues. Like 2 weeks before, I had been going around and saw them at the grocery store and at Lowe's, surprisingly enough, and I was like, oh, those are cool looking glasses, but like continued on with my life. And then like 2 weeks to a week before, I had finally made plans to go with somebody, and they're like, all right, well, we don't have enough glasses for you, so you got to find your own. And it was like the week before, all the stores were completely sold out. And so I went on Craigslist, and people were selling single pairs of glasses for upwards of $30.
Oof.
I managed my boss and I were both looking for some, him for his family and then me for myself. We ended up finding a guy on Craigslist who was selling them for $14. So we were able to get five pairs of glasses from him for $14 each. And we thought that that was a good deal. And that was, I think, Wednesday. So
yeah,
3-4 days beforehand. So
my trip was so last minute planned that I considered getting same day delivery on Amazon. And I was going to get five pairs for like $55. And I was like, dude, that's just, I was telling him, we're not going to be able to find it. I imagine once we get up to Idaho, which is like one of the prime spots that should be a destination for all this. I was like, they're not going to have any glasses left. It's a small town. None of those, you know, they're not going to be prepared for this sort of population increase. Like it's just going to be a huge surge of people. But sure enough, we get down there and they're everywhere. They're like $2. And they're at all the campsites.
Really?
They're at all the stores. There's people on the side of the road who had anticipated this and are just probably bought them in bulk for like $0.02 each and is now dishing them out for a couple bucks.
Oh, wow.
So we,
you got super lucky then. Yeah.
Really lucky. Because that was really my only concern is, you know, I'm looking at this drive and we're already like on the road. And I'm like, we should just stop like a couple stops along the way. Maybe we'll get lucky. And, you know, because I'll feel better driving 14 hours knowing that I'm going to have the equipment to actually enjoy this. Otherwise, we're going to get there and I'm going to be cutting out a cardboard box and being like, this is cool. I don't know.
did you see any other, either of you, Abby first, did you see any other solar eclipse entrepreneurs selling anything else, selling t-shirts, anything along those lines?
So where I was fairly, I was definitely in like, I don't want to say the middle of nowhere, but I stayed at a state park. It was Maryhill State Park, which was right on the border of Oregon and Washington. And then we drove about 50 miles that morning to get to where we wanted to go in Antelope. And so I can't remember the name of the other town we drove through, but it was pretty small. And then Antelope we drove through. There was a bunch of people there and they were selling like campsites and RV stuff. The coffee line was very long, but the group that I was with, we found this kind of little country road and we just pulled off on the side of the road next to somebody's field. And it was just there were six of us. So we were just kind of hanging out. We were essentially by ourselves. So I didn't really see anything else because we didn't stay in the towns. We just drove through the towns kind of to try to beat out all the crowds and just kind of hung out by ourselves on the side of the road, which I mean, I was perfectly okay with. I know John went and there were 75,000 people where he was and I don't think I was ready for that.
Yeah, I think each one of us was in a different setting because I wasn't quite nearly in a populated area like that. It was the campsite was so reserved that they only rented it out to a certain amount of people, and it was perfect. It did not feel crowded at all. We all had plenty of space and plenty of viewing area. But as we were leaving, you could see a bunch of people that had just driven in, like you said, pulled over on the side of the road, saw whatever they saw, and then just jumped back on the road and went back to wherever they came from. But
yeah. Sure.
Would you say it was worth it? Would you do it again?
Oh, 100%. I'm already planning for the next one.
Oh, man.
How far did you drive for this one?
So this one, I drove. So Seattle to our campsite. I don't remember. I don't know miles, but Seattle to our campsite took about 4 hours. We drove Saturday morning, and there was zero traffic, but very little traffic. We were expecting awful. I don't know if you saw the news, but one of the roads in Oregon was like bumper-to-bumper traffic for miles and for hours. People were getting out of their cars and just like waiting on the side of the road. But the people that I drove with, they grew up in Washington, so they knew the roads to take. And so the only traffic we hit was construction and got down there. And then we drove, like I said, 50 miles that morning, which only took about an hour. And then the big traffic we hit was coming back. So from our viewing area back to the campsite, probably took closer to 2 to 2.5 hours. But then coming home Monday from our campsite, we decided to drive completely out of the way, so we did more distance and less time, or sorry, more distance that was potentially going to take longer, but we missed all of the traffic and it probably took 4.5 to 5 hours to get home. So driving wasn't as awful as I wasn't driving. I got to sit in the back and read my book the whole time. But I'm very thankful for the couple that I went with, the girlfriend, Catherine. She drove the whole time, and as far as I know, I don't think we were really in that much traffic. Like getting out, obviously, immediately after the eclipse finished was kind of a pain, but we were all expecting it, so we were all mentally prepared for it, and it wasn't too bad.
the traffic. So we didn't hit any traffic on the way in. We hit a little bit on the way out. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would describe it as an annoying 7, because there's no lights, there's no stop signs, there's no nothing. There's just a 2-lane highway, and it was just annoying because there's more people on that highway than it was prepared for. But everything's moving. There's nothing to stop you. It's just a little bit more crowded with some trucks and things like that slowing things down. But I think it was worth it. I was expecting bumper-to-bumper traffic at some point, and we didn't really hit that at all. I think it was some fake news out there to scare people from all stampeding into the same areas, being like, yeah, the traffic's going to be terrible. Don't do it. And everyone else, obviously, we're the crazy ones. We're like, yeah, no, nah, we'll deal with it. We'll be fine.
I don't care. I'm going.
We're not scared of that.
Both of you did this last minute.
I imagine kinda. That's how you do this trip. I can't imagine preparing for this a year ahead. As I didn't know, I didn't know about it. I didn't know anything about it. I still don't know a whole lot about it, but I am glad I went. Did you manage to see any stars? Amazing. Did you see any stars in the sky?
I didn't notice them, but some of the people I were with did notice. I was slightly distracted, and I warned Zach that I had a funny story to tell, and I did get permission to tell this story.
Oh, go for it.
So I went with a friend, his girlfriend, and then we met up with his family down there. It was his parents and his brother. So the six of us kind of all hung out. We camped and then went down. And so the eclipse is happening. It's going fairly slow. It's nothing is happening at crazy speeds. And all of a sudden, my friend, he has to go to the bathroom, like super bad. Number two, it's like he's got to go right now. And we're looking, it's definitely within 90% to 95, maybe even a little more, but it's going slow. So none of us really think anything of it. So he like runs up the street a little bit, goes to the side of the road, and we're all still watching. And then all of a sudden it starts to smell. And so we start yelling at him. We're like, oh, gross. Like, you stink so bad. Like, quit, like finish up. And then all of a sudden, like it happens and it goes to full totality and we're all looking at it and we're like, oh, this is awesome. This is the coolest thing ever. And the poor guy, he's like still over there taking a dump in the bushes. And so we're all like, hey, like get over here. What are you doing? And he's like, somebody bring me toilet paper.
Oh, man.
So you only have like a minute and a half. And he was one of the people that like really prepared ahead of time. And I completely mooched off his trip. And then the poor guy was taking a dump in the middle of it. And I'm like, well, you now have a story. I don't know how many people get to say that they got to take a dump in the middle of totality during a solar eclipse. And thankfully it wasn't like in a porta potty. Like he was just kind of hanging out in the bush.
I mean, at least he could still,
glasses.
He did have, no, because he had glasses. Well, he didn't bring his glasses over with him, but with full totality, you don't have to have the glasses. So he still saw it. He just had his pants down the whole time.
Oh, you're allowed to look at it in full totality?
When is full totality?
So full totality, you can take your glass. You actually can't see it with the glass. I was watching it, and then all of a sudden, you can't see anything because the glasses, you could only see the sun, and it's just a ball, and then you can see the chunks coming out of it as the moon goes. As soon as it goes full totality, it's like, wait, where did the sun go? And I was like looking around for a little while. And then finally someone was like, take your glasses off. And I take them off and it was right there. Like the stereotypical picture of like the black sky with the white kind of solar chemicals, plasma, whatever around it. And then the big black spot in the middle. So he got to see it. He was slightly busy. While it's happening,
all that planning,
poor
right?
Not quite enough planning.
Yeah, so I told her that next in 7 years we'll have to do it again.
Yeah, I think the next 7 years, I would definitely make an effort this time, to see it. It was totally worth it. It's hard to describe, and unfortunately, a podcast and even pictures are a bad way to even tell someone or show somebody what it was. There's no way. You just have to go see it. Did you manage to get any successful pictures? Because I tried. I tried so hard on my phone, and just nothing did it. Nothing came even close.
I couldn't get anything of the totality at all. It was just like a big white ball. Like I was trying to take a picture of the sun, essentially. But I did get a few like cool ones through the glasses of like the pieces cut out. So that kind of worked out. I took a bunch. I didn't post any on Facebook because everybody's looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
But just for my own personal benefit. And I tried to get artsy with a few of them. So I saved those, but yeah, of the full totality, you couldn't get a picture at all. That was, you definitely got to have some fancy equipment, I imagine, for that.
Yeah, that's the only thing I wish, and I like to think in for 7 years, I have 7 years now to prepare for some sort of device or some sort of photography. You know, I feel like there's nothing, I don't think you can buy for it. I imagine you're gonna have to build something or manufacture mm-hmm. something like that. So I got 7 years to kind of figure that out, and I'm definitely planning on attending again.
Yes, for sure.
So Abby, you said you started. You made some plans. What plans have you made?
I made plans. Oh, for well, I know where it's going to be. It's going from Texas and it's going up the East Coast. It's going to be inland. It's not along the coastline. But as long as my parents don't move, I'm just going to go visit my parents and maybe you if you're still in Connecticut, and we can just drive east and then we'll go see it.
I think it's going to be north, but yeah. North and west.
No, it's going right up. Well, it depends on.
It depends. It depends where you're.
Not east, west. Sorry. Backwards. Yeah. I was upside down. Yeah, west to go see it. One of those directions.
Oh man! Speaking of geography, I've never been to the Northwest. Like my buddy's given me directions on what we're gonna do. We took one highway, Highway 15, from San Diego to Idaho. It's the same highway all the way up. It goes right through Vegas, through Utah. You actually go into Arizona a little bit, but once we hit like the Arizona thing, I'm like, where are we going anymore? Like I have no idea. There's like a little tip corner over there where you like kind of merge into Arizona and then right into Utah. But I didn't realize how bad my geography was until that road trip. It's like, I've never paid attention to any of these states at all. I couldn't tell you the size or shape of them at all. I could maybe point some cities out in a map, but that was it. that was a learning experience for me for sure.
And the states are so big over here.
Yeah.
You drive forever in the same one.
Was your road trip very scenic as well? I haven't been to that part of the country either.
Oh, it was gorgeous. I had never gone that far east before in Washington. So when you first leave Seattle, you go through very like foresty area. So lots of Christmas looking trees, essentially. But then it flattens out and it turns into the plains. And there's been a lot of forest fires out here lately. So you could actually see, or not, well, just fires, they're not forest fires. You could see where some of the plains had just completely burned out. But then also there's a lot of wineries and they grow a lot of hops out here. So I got to see a bunch of farms with all the hops there and all the winery and fruits and all whatnot. It was very cool. Lots of agriculture out there.
Super, super cool. Well, thank you for coming on, Abby. Zach, do you have any other questions or any other stories you guys pre-orchestrated?
nothing pre-orchestrated, but Abby, I haven't talked to you about the eclipse. Cause I knew you were going to be coming on the podcast. One of the things mm-hmm. that I heard about from a couple different sources was from teachers of young students.
Mm-hmm.
No recess is allowed, and one of the schools even went so far as shut all the blinds, just because you can tell a kid, hey, don't look at the eclipse, don't look at the sun, but they could still do it. And I did some research on that, and it was talking about how the reason that it's so dangerous is because normally when the sun's out, it's really, really bright, of course. And when you go to look at it, it's almost like putting your hand on a hot stove. Your reflexes, you know, just immediately you look away, you know, you take your hand off the stove. But with the eclipse, there's not that immediate reaction. And what it does is the part of your eye that it damages, it hurts your long vision and your short vision. So the only thing you'd have left is like your peripheral vision. So if you stare at the eclipse, you could be like really, really, really messed up. So I thought that was interesting how far they went with you know, with the children on, like, they're not even allowed outside.
Well, the crazy thing about that is, I'm not gonna lie, I may have like looked up without my glasses once or twice.
Oh, I definitely did.
I thought, because I was thinking like you would be able to, obviously you're not gonna see it as well as you would with the glasses because you can just stare at it. But I thought you would see a difference. I thought you would have noticed either the sun getting darker or something. Mm-hmm. But no, you look up at it and it just looks like the sun and it hurts and you look away. And then it was like there was the tiniest little sliver left. It was probably like 98 or 99%. And I like took my glasses up and you still couldn't even look at the sun. So I was very intrigued by everyone saying like they were very focused on don't look at it. And so when I looked at it, I was like, I don't know what people are looking at. You can't see anything. Like, I don't know about you, Will, if you tried when you tried to look at it, but I like you couldn't see anything. It just looked like the sun until it covered completely. You couldn't see anything.
I have some newfound respect for the sun. I was very impressed that it was like still that bright and still that effective. Like it was still lighting
guys,
up.
Guys, there was one rule. The one rule was don't look directly at the sun.
All right. You know what?
Hey, the president did it, so it's cool, right?
Oh, man. Zach, you brought up somebody saying that the stove is hot. What is the first thing you do when someone says that's hot? You put your hand hovering over it. You just instinctively do that, all right? It's ingrained in
and
you.
And that's what the glasses are. That's the hovering.
Yeah, no, well, I actually touched the stove then with my hand, all right? That's it had to be done. Well, the other thing is I was trying so hard to get a picture, so I would occasionally, like, I was trying to put the glasses frame on top of my picture frame, like a little spot in the back of the phone. And occasionally when I was looking at the screen, I would look up and you would catch a little glimpse of it. But once you get a glimpse, you're kind of like, well, when is it going to be okay to look? Because I remember everyone telling me when it hits totality, you can take these off and look. So I'm kind of just anticipation a little bit in this last minute, putting them on and off. So I did it all wrong. I can't encourage people to do this again, but I'll be much more prepared and well-behaved for the next one. I want to see a couple more of these, so I need to save these eyes.
But the glasses are only good for 3 years, though.
Oh, really?
That's what mine say. Mine say that they're not good after 3 years. But my plan is to keep them in mint condition and try to use them again anyway.
Because that's what my thought was. Is like, oh, everyone's going to not want these anymore, and I could get them on the cheap and then just save them.
Yeah, yeah. You can try. Well, I don't know where the next eclipse is, but I know the next one in the U.S. isn't for 7 years, but there's definitely going to be one before that.
I think it goes to Buenos Aires next year. At least that's one of the bigger areas I think it hits.
So you guys are going to road trip with me, right?
I would.
That's a long
maybe
road
boat
trip.
Boat trip in a plane or two?
Ooh, boat trip.
Hey, look, I had a great time with this adventure, so I'm signing up for any eclipse road trips in the future. Like, just immediately. Like, if you told me, like, I just drove 14 hours for this. Now you're telling me I got to get in a plane and a boat. I'm like, all right, it can't be any worse than what I just did. If anything, it'll just add to the experience. So I'm on board. I'm in.
All right. Sounds good. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah. Any last thoughts, Zach? See, we're so bad with guests. We have no idea what we're doing right now.
I think we're doing a good job.
I thought I was going all right, but it's just this whole transition is like, I feel like normally when you have guests on the real show, it's like, all right, you have an A block, a B block, and a C block, and like that's it. You fill this time slot, and then you move on to something else. Well, we really don't have any rules or regulations or time limits, so it's just like, we can just keep going, and I don't know.
No rules.
Well, it is the advantage of hosting everything our own. We have no sponsors. Abby, we need a sponsor.
But to your guys's point of looking at the sun, I faced away from it. I faced away from it just to force myself so I wouldn't peek at it. I just looked the other way, and that's the way you have to look. I had a buddy at work that made one of the pinhole boxes, and you could definitely see it. But I know exactly what you guys are talking about, because for us, we were in the 70-75% range. And exactly, I expected it to get darker. It really didn't. It felt like a little cloud went over the sun, and not even like in the summertime when like a cloud goes past the sun. And it's just like it really gets, you know, it's like, oh, it was really bright and now it's not. It was like almost maybe even hazy is even the better term. Like it just kind of was like, yeah, it's kind of hazy, but you could definitely see with the pinhole box, you could see it. It made it look the sun look like a Pac-Man. And then you can kind of see it went from right to left across the top. And we were lucky because we were out there kind of early. And so we let some people borrow our pinhole box. And so when their friends came out with the glasses, got to look with the glasses. And the glasses were really cool. I would have been disappointed if I didn't get to see with the glasses, because being able to look right at it, just those colors. And that was kind of what I had saw from the pictures that you sent, Will, where it was like, oh, okay, yep, now I can see this. But yeah, didn't get very dark. Temperature definitely didn't really change. It got a little windy at one point, but I think that just might have been regular wind.
it's all those Hollywood effects, man. It's a big scam. It fooled all of us. it's an Armageddon thing. It was flying towards us. They took it down. moving forward here, how are things, Abby? You haven't been on the show in quite some time. everything's still good? Did we lose her? Zach?
Hello?
Hello?
Did you mute me?
No. Yeah?
did you mute us?
I didn't mute you. Sorry. I didn't hear that. Oh, you're cutting in and out. Hold on. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I think we're all just waiting for the other person to talk, and we were all just really quiet.
Yeah, well. I think you're right.
All right.
We're all just so courteous.
Well, on that note, let's continue on with the rest of this podcast. I'm seeing some big NBA trade rumors right now. Thank you for joining us, Abby, and hopefully we can get together soon, maybe for the eclipse in the future. And feel free to call into the podcast whenever you want. We could use a female perspective, or just a better bishop, either or.
I like that. I'll be in San Diego in September. Maybe I will see you.
Oh, man.
Know.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Random fun fact, though. My boyfriend moved to a new job, and there is a slide in his workplace. So you might want to talk about that at another podcast. It sounds like it's the Google workplace, but he doesn't work at Google. There's a slide. There's bikes that you can ride to and from the buildings. I feel like the three of us need to get better jobs. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
What? Something to keep note of.
Man, when was the last time you were on a slide? I can't even think of the last time I was on a slide.
I can't think of one, which makes me sad.
Yeah, no,
like a water slide.
Yeah, but that's not the same. A water slide, there's a little bit more effort and preparation with it. A regular slide is like you can just go on it any time you want. You know, just all right, yeah, let's do
this. That's true. Now I feel like I have to go find one.
Well, I just need to get rid of the stairs, you know, or attach something at the top over here. I'm on the second floor. A slide is doable.
There you go.
We can make that happen.
All right. Well, I'm going to go. I hope you guys have fun talking about NBA stuff.
Well, there goes all the listeners now that Abby is exiting. But thank you. Thank you again. And we'll meet up sometime soon.
Sounds good.
Moving forward here, Zach. Zach, do you have any more details on this trade?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. All right. This is breaking news right now. We are live. You're listening to A Little Column A, Little Column B, hosted by Will Limonos, co-hosted by Zach Bishop, guest starring today, Abby Bishop and Alex Moody. But breaking news right now, what do you got for us? We got Kyrie Irving going to the Celtics for what?
This is a done deal.
This is official.
This is an absolute done deal. They're saying they're calling the league sources right now, but basically it's a done deal. I don't know if all these details are correct, but from what I'm seeing, the Celtics will get Kyrie Irving, and they're going to give up Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, Ante Zizic, and the 2018 Nets pick unprotected.
Worth it.
What's that?
Worth it.
Oh, you said worth it.
Yeah, I think it's worth it. You like it? I like it. I'm all for it because, like I said, we were going to have to give up all these picks and all this stuff to sign Isaiah next year anyways if he wanted to extend his contract. So if we were already going to do that for Isaiah, why not just do it now and take Kyrie, who I think will be a better player in the long run. Isaiah may fit better in our system right now, and Kyrie may have a little bumpy time kind of, you know, getting comfortable, I think, with everything. This is going to be different for him. This is going to be like LeBron coming to town all over again for him. It's going to be an entirely different situation, new coaching staff, new everything. But I think this is the right move. I'm very excited, and I say watch out. Well, everyone better watch out. We're coming.
It's all so much so fast. That's how I'm gonna put it. It's gonna take me a little while to try to process it. I definitely was a big fan of Isaiah Thomas. I mean, last year was just it was just an amazing ride. The whole fourth quarter thing. And so it's definitely difficult to separate the emotional, hey, last year was awesome, had so much fun, to like, okay, business down the way after this year, he's gonna want a bunch of money, we might not be able to make that work. Kyrie's under contract for two more years. I mean, Kyrie, he killed us in game four. I mean, I think we almost had a chance, and he even rolled his ankle, and then, oh, man, he was just making all sorts of crazy circus layups. I think Jay Crowder, it was kind of known he was going to have to get moved. He was pretty cheap, but we got some rookies, and so if they're going to play, you know, you got to move somebody. Zizic was kind of a, we don't really know what we were going to get there.
That could end up being a big loss.
Brooklyn picks unprotected.
Well, I mean, what a, we have two picks, right? We have the Brooklyn pick and another pick.
We have the Lakers pick.
And that's unprotected as well, or that's top
three? Lakers pick, the Lakers pick is top one protected.
So if it's anything other than the one pick, we got it.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well,
how do you feel about if this all goes down, as it said, like not rooting hard against Brooklyn for the first time in a while?
I mean, if something's going to click sooner or later. You know, I don't think they can. You can't be that bad forever. But, you know, maybe D'Angelo makes some noise here. It's not like it's going to take much to make some noise in the East. If D'Angelo has a couple games he gets hot, there's a couple wins that they would have no business winning that they may win now.
Do you think this affects LeBron's decision to stay or leave after this year at all?
It'll be interesting. I'm sure LeBron isn't thrilled about this, but I don't think. I mean, it sounds like they got something. All right, so the worst-case scenario, I'll say, is if LeBron leaves, at least they have that pick coming in. So, you know, maybe you get another Kyrie right there, and it's like, all right, we're hitting the reset button again. I don't know how you would trade LeBron, but and that's a really hard conversation to have. But I don't...
You can't trade. He's got a no-trade clause. He can't be traded.
I imagine if he wanted to leave and that place that he wanted to go to could only find space there if he was traded there, then that would have to work. As well as I feel like LeBron will always have this thing in the back of his head that I have to take care of Cleveland, and getting traded would just be, I feel like, a LeBron thing to do.
He didn't do it the first time.
He's learning. This is not the same LeBron. I'd like to think he's learned from his mistakes. You know, if he would do it all over again, I think he would do the same thing, but this time he would do it this way if it were to happen again. I mean, I don't think it's a sure thing that he leaves. We'll see how it goes, but it's funny that I think the one guy they wanted to move on this roster was Kevin Love for all these years, and it's looking like he's going to be the only one stuck in Cleveland coming next year.
If you're LeBron, they just got the Brooklyn pick, which in my head, I'm thinking, hey, yeah, that's definitely like this year. Like, oh, yeah, that's going to be a top one, top three pick. Oh, for sure. But with the East being so bad, I mean, they won a couple of games. If that goes from a number one pick to, say, even a four or five pick, that's a big drop. But I'm wondering if that pick even lasts, or if this is part of a even larger deal for the Cavs, because now you got a number one pick you could trade for somebody else,
and you have cap space. Although Isaiah's expiring contract.
No,
so.
You don't have any cap space this year, just because that's what all the other that's what Jay and the other stuff was for. I think it kind of.
Yeah, but those are all going.
No, Jay doesn't get paid that much. I don't know, and Kyrie gets paid the max money. So maybe they do have a cap room now.
I imagine they have to have cap space. Jay, I mean, Jay, you could even, I wouldn't recommend it. I mean, he's worth keeping on the roster, but you could waive him. but, you know, there's definitely some options. This is cool. We've never had breaking news about our team that we support live on the podcast right now that nobody's listening to. But when you do listen to this, just feel, we don't know, we're going through this with you right now. This is just happening right now. Yeah, all right. This is cool. So are you gonna get a Kyrie jersey? No? Are you Duke buddy? We got too many Duke guys now. I don't know if I can be on board with this.
Yeah, no. We got a brotherhood happening.
Do you think this reflects that they think Tatum and Jaylen are ready? Because I can't imagine us trading some of these other pieces without the idea of these guys are gotta be a little bit closer along than we thought.
I think it's one of those situations where you have to give guys minutes to give them a chance to be ready. And I'm wondering, I saw earlier today that Isaiah was getting his hip checked out again. I'm wondering if we know something and, you know, maybe Isaiah is not, you know, at 100% and there's still something kind of lingering there.
Is Cleveland quietly tanking this year? Is that happening?
No, they're not tanking.
I can't imagine any team with LeBron in the East is immediately making the playoffs on default and is probably going to be a top four, if not top two team. Where does Cleveland drop? Do they drop? I mean, I would say they were going to be the second seed, obviously the best team with Kyrie in the East. I don't think Boston would be able to take them in seven games, but I think the way the seedings were going to lay out was Boston was easily going to win the number one seed again, regardless, and Cleveland would fall somewhere. How far down do they fall now, or do they not fall at all?
Well, I think that Isaiah can fill in for what Kyrie was doing pretty well. And this is all assuming that he's healthy, and it never hurts to get a guy like Crowder in there, a guy that's willing to work hard, can play defense, can, you know, 3-and-D guy. It's just a matter of I think it's like all LeBron teams. It has to do with him, and it just kind of has to decide on does he want to have the one seed. If he does, but I mean, they really made a really good point in the last year in the final or in the conference finals, saying, why go through all this effort during the season to get home court advantage when we can get home court advantage in 48 minutes?
Yeah. Easier said than done, but LeBron, I mean, that's what makes him a special player. We'll have to get into more of this on the next podcast. We don't have a time limit, but I don't know. I don't have enough about this. I need to see.
Yeah, it's all happening so fast.
I need more details to really have like an opinion of what the rosters look like right now. But big breaking news, awesome podcast today. Thank you to our guests again, Alex Moody and Abby Bishop, for joining us and giving us a little taste of what the Eclipse looked like across the country. But well done, well done. Get the intern some beer today, all right? They really put their acts together and booking these guests and coordinating the calls and the scheduling and all that. All I had to do was show up and turn everything on.
Very true. No, they're definitely going to get some extra beers today.
Also, thank you to anybody who did listen live. Make sure if you're listening to this pre-recorded on the podcast form after, you can always listen to it live at soldbywill.com. Make sure you check out our website for the podcast on all the iTunes-affiliated sources such as Podcast Addict, Downcast Addict, all the other ones. We're all over the place. We're on all of them. As well as our website, lcalcb.wordpress.com. Check out Zach at his Twitter name, which is
WickedZman24.
And check out Sold by Will Instagram and see some more dog pictures and some eclipse pictures. They don't give it justice, but and there's probably better ones online. But I do post some pretty cool stuff on there. So make sure you check those out as well. In terms of closing out this show, anything else you want to add?
You get a solar eclipse yesterday and you get a blockbuster trade for your team and just a lot of emotions. A lot of emotions. Still trying to figure it all out.
Are you in a glass case of emotion right now?
Yeah, I would have to say I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Oh, on that note, we're going to let the music play out. Thank you for listening. We will be back next month, hopefully. Column A and Column B will be in person in a couple days. Maybe we'll do a quick little something. I don't know. I'll look into it. But thank you, as always, for listening. Make sure you tune in and follow us wherever you can. And we'll be back. Go Celtics! Little column A, little column A, little column B.
Well, I've never sweat so bad on a podcast.
Fuck that. I get swamp ass every fucking show, man. You don't even know.
Oh, man. Finally stood up. I'm just dripping. Dude, I cannot believe when we were doing that scramble at the beginning, Nate IM'd me. He's like, well, that's interesting. And I thought maybe it was he saw that we had guests on the podcast. And I said, what's that? And he goes, I hear the Celtics are trading for Kyrie. And it was just like, wait, what? This is happening to me right before the podcast?
this whole situation is, I'm not ready. I got people texting right now. I haven't responded to anybody. I gotta get ready.
It's all so much so fast.
I gotta get ready for my fucking draft right now. I have done zero research and.
Oh shit.
So
you better get on that.
I'm gonna say guest starring podcast with Alex Moody, Abby Bishop discussing the Eclipse.
Yeah, it's the solar eclipse and the breaking news.
I'll squeeze in the Chick-fil-A one too.
Yeah, you handled that as best you could.
I thought it went well. All right, it was a there was no warning. Suddenly Abby's like, "Am I on?" And I'm like, "Yep, we're right in the middle of the topic."
Yeah, I tried to I am or like be quiet, but I didn't get it in time. And then you were asking questions, but I wasn't sure if Abby was going to respond, so I stayed quiet. So it was just kind of like you just kind of had to power through. But I think, like I said, you did the best with what you had.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll get that uploaded. I should be able to do everything on my phone now that I know I can do it on Mozilla. But all right, I gotta let you go. I gotta get ready for the draft, and I gotta get these guys to the airport. But
all right, let me know if you need any help.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, later, man.
Made help.